Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to episode of Living Loud Outdoors. On the mic with you, sitting on the back porch. Kind of a little breezy, might be a little disheartening with the sounds of the wind blowing, but pretty nice afternoon. It's springtime again in Oklahoma. It snowed yesterday, but we're back up into the 70s today, so you never know with this place how it's going to go. You know, I've touched on this a little bit over the last little while. Physically struggling, mentally struggling, having a lot of issues with the back surgery that I had and not recovering as well as we'd like to. And unfortunately, because of that, it puts me in a very difficult place financially. We've pretty well drained what God had allowed us to put back. So now we're trying to determine, where do we go from here? What do we do from here? And you know, obviously finances cause a lot of stress. Many things cause us stress and different things in our lives today. And I just wasn't sure where to take a message today. I've got all kinds of things written. God has poured into me many, many messages over the time when I've been able to just spend a lot of time with Him. But today I just thought, you know, I'm weary. I'm mentally weary. I'm physically weary, just with all the challenge and the struggle, and just trying to sort out things. We went to the neurologist yesterday. I had another MRI done yesterday, and trying to figure out why I'm not recovering any better than I am. Kind of why I'm still in the same place I'm at, and did not get real good news. Really just kind of disheartening, actually, of not really understanding. You know, I'm better, obviously. The surgery certainly helped me to some degree. But in the same token, I guess it's put me in a place where now I don't know what to do. Just going to have to trust the Lord. That's where we've been in the midst of all of this. Physically, my physical ability with my back apparently is not going to improve. It's short of the miraculous. We know God can heal and can do whatever He chooses. But physically, my back will probably continue to decline. I have stenosis of the spine. My lower lumbar is a wreck. I've now developed some cysts in between L2 and 3, and in 4 and 5 that are doing nothing but putting more pressure down there now. So anyway, with all of that said, I'm at a difficult place in my life, and I'm just really struggling. I'm really talking to the Lord. Really challenged with where I need to be today, and the thought that kept coming to my mind is, God, I got to find some peace in the midst of this chaos. It seems as if chaos just continually comes. We look at it in our world today. We live in a very chaotic world. We're in a very chaotic time frame, politically, emotionally, as a nation. We have many things that create chaos. How in the world can we find peace in the midst of all of this chaos? And I have a lot of training. I have a lot of time spent studying critical incident stress management, how to deal with the events of critical incident, how to deal with stressful situations, how to deal with trauma. And so in thinking along those lines, I put a message together today that I'm just going to call Peace in the Midst of Chaos. Many of us, I think, are in this place. I think many of us, whether we want to admit it or not, find ourselves at times overwhelmed by the chaos of our world. Maybe it's the chaos of our family. Maybe it's the chaos of our time. Whatever it may be, I think all of us find ourselves in these critical moments where we don't know what to do next. And we have to figure out a way to find peace in the midst of our chaos. If you're in the midst of a storm, maybe a stormy sea, and you're clinging to what is solid, obviously can help you stay sane. You've got to find something that's solid around you. Seeking out sources of stability and comfort is a way to help you foster peace within yourself. Remember that no matter how unstable the world feels, there are always places and there's always people that can help you connect to a sense of stability. There's people around us who seem to have this chaos under control, that seem to be relatively stable people, And those are the ones that we want to cling to. Those are the ones that we want to rub shoulders with. Those are the ones that we want to be around in our stormy seas. Speaking of people, be very mindful. Be careful, in other words. Be very selective and be very intentional with the people and the media that you allow into your sphere, into your world. Because it'll have a big impact. Those who you allow around you, if all you hang out with is drama queens, your drama's going to keep getting bigger. It's not going to get any better. Also, maybe say no to watching as much news. We're bombarded with news. And for most of us today, we don't really find a way to find truth. And it's very frustrating. We're told narratives that fit somebody's particular narrative. We're not told actual truth anymore. And that becomes very frustrating because you can't even really search for truth, because you're always finding just somebody else's opinion. So be careful to how much TV and how much news that we allow ourselves to have. One way people deal with traumatic public events is to seek control by obsessing over gathering information, overexposing ourselves to disturbing images, and hearing stressful play-by-play usually doesn't help us feel any better. Most of the time, that's going to just build on our stress and build on our chaos. Being informed is one thing, but once you know the information, the basic information, you really probably don't need to scroll through every story or watch hours and hours of the same old thing telling you the same things you've already heard. To cultivate peace, limit your news intake and spend even more time with the Lord and maybe in His Word. Spending time reading the Bible, spending time listening to worship music, surround yourself with the positive aspects of what we need in our life rather than what this world has to offer. Stress obviously leads to the production of stress hormones in the body. These hormones help us in dealing with our fight or flight response, which we all have, and it's designed to help us survive in a stressful environment, in a stressful situation. But without physical activity, without a movement, these hormones remain in our body and they can cause us a lot of harm over time. Taking care of our body becomes almost always will help us set our mind free and bring us to a place of more peace. If you feel anxious, maybe your shoulders feel tighter, maybe you've got headaches or stomach aches, and they're all connected to stress about the state of the world that you're living in, maybe try going for a walk, go for a jog, working out. Take advantage of any type of physical activity. Get outside in the vitamin D. Get out in the sun. Expose yourself to some light and see what happens. Singing, worship, creative expression, laughter can also help us relax our frazzled nervous system and feel more at peace. Humans are designed to be in community and to overcome difficulties with the support of others. That tribe effect, that community effect. I've talked a lot about that. If the world is feeling like a scary place, don't keep those feelings to yourself. One of the biggest things the enemy likes to do is isolate us. He likes to push us over into a corner where he can just beat on us and maul us for a while, making us think that we're the only one dealing with this problem, that we're the only one that's got this kind of an issue, and it's simply not true. Don't let him isolate you. We need to be expressive about the feelings that we have. Reach out to friends. Reach out to loved ones for some support. You'll find that you're not alone, that many of us are going through these similar things at this point. Be open and honest about what's worrying you. Don't press things inside. Don't cover everything up. Don't hide the things that you're really struggling with. Open it up. Be expressive about it. If it's your finances, if it's your relationship, if it's your spiritual nature, whatever it may be open and honest with someone you can trust. That's very important. It's got to be someone you can trust that's not just going to go run it out to the latest news feed. Don't be so focused on perception management or maintaining an unrealistic image of perfection that you're afraid to be vulnerable and honest. You don't have to keep up an image. Most people can see through that anyway when we're struggling. We fool ourselves, and it's about it. We don't fool many other people. One of the best ways to cope with feeling powerless is to focus on your power. Bring your attention to the many things that you actually do have control over. even focusing on small things like control your breathing. Just like take a few minutes and slow down your breath. Count to 10, slow your breathing down. But you can always be in control of the clothes that you wear. Pick out brighter colors. Quit living in the drab and mundane, and be a little more colorful. You can control what time you wake up, and you can control what you have for breakfast, and you can control what you watch on TV. You can control how much time you spend on your phone. You can control all, when you begin to focus on the things that you can control, it's going to help you, and it'll help foster peace in your life. If you can harness your stress and use it to do something that feels meaningful to you, it's bound to help you feel a greater sense of peace as well. Finding peace in chaos can be elusive, and when it feels like the world seems to be getting worse. But I hope these simple little strategies maybe can help you remember that no matter what's happening in our world, we've got more control over our well-being than we often think. Psalms chapter 121, verse 1 through 8, in the Amplified says this, "I will lift my eyes to the hills. From where shall my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who will not allow your foot to slip. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber briefly nor sleep soundly. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade and your right hand. The sun will not strike you by day nor the moon by night. The Lord will protect you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will guard you and guard your going out and your coming in, everything that you do from this time forth and forever." This Psalm 121 is a great reminder for us to look to God in times of trouble, in times of chaos, in times of fear and struggle. Here we see that we can have peace and calm because our help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth, the creator himself. The God who created the universe helps and watches over us even while we sleep, but he himself never sleeps. He watches over us by day and by night, both now and forever. No matter what kind of situations we find ourselves in, God sees, and he's waiting for us to turn to him for our source of help. When we do, our circumstances may not always change. Our troubles may not just vanish or go away, but he promised his peace in the midst of it all. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 10 says, "For the mountains may be removed and the hills may shake, but my loving kindness will not be removed from you, nor will my covenant of peace be shaken, says the Lord, who has compassion on you." Isaiah 41:10 says, "Do not fear anything, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Be assured I will help you. I will certainly take hold of you with my righteous right hand, a hand of justice, of power, of victory, and of salvation." Isaiah 26:3-4 says, "You will keep in perfect and constant peace the one whose mind is steadfast, that is committed and focused on you in both inclination and character, because he trusts and takes refuge in you with hope and confident expectation. Trust confidently in the Lord forever. He is your fortress, your shield, your banner. For the Lord God is on an everlasting rock, the rock of ages." I love this, Psalms 46:1-3. "God is our refuge and our strength, mighty and impenetrable, a very present and well-proved help in time of trouble. There we will not fear, though the earth should change, and though the mountain be shaken and slip into the heart of the seas, though its waters roar and foam, the mountains tremble at its roaring." Isaiah 43, verse 2, "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they will not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be scorched, nor will the flame burn you." Listen, no matter the chaotic life may seem, no matter how fierce life's storm may appear today, know that when we are anchored in Christ, when he is our hope and our stay, we have nothing to fear. Psalms 23:1-6, and I'll close with this. "The Lord is my shepherd, to feed, to guide, and to shield me. I shall not want. He lets me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still and quiet waters. He refreshes and restores my soul, my very life. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And even though I walk through the sunless valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod to protect and your staff to guide. They comfort and console me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You have anointed and refreshed my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy and unfailing love shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell forever throughout all my days in the house and in the presence of the Lord. I pray that you allow that to be your mantle, your mantle today, your anthem of praise, your anthem of victory, your battle cry today. Let it be Psalms 23, 1 through 6. Yes, we're going to walk through some valleys. We're going to walk through some shadows. We're going to walk through some fear. But God is right there beside us. He's not going to let the water overtake us. He's not going to let the rivers overrun us. He's going to walk with us. He's our staff. He's our guide. He's our shelter. He's our refuge in time of need and trouble. He's also our provision. He's our provider. And He loves us beyond comparison to anything in this world. Get your life in order with Him. Put your trust in Him. Surrender to Jesus Christ today. Even though we may face difficult times, even though we may face chaos in this life, when we're walking with Jesus, we're not alone. We're never alone. He's always with us. He'll guide us. He'll lead us. We lean on Him, not on our understanding. And watch the change that comes in our lifestyle. God can provide anything that we need at any given time. All we have to do is trust Him. Listen, this message is a reminder to myself in my chaotic time, in my time of chaos, how I can look to find my peace. And the only place to look is in my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is the provider of all that I need. No matter how difficult life may get, no matter how challenging these storms can be, He is our refuge, He's our shelter, and He's our strength. Amen. God bless you guys. I pray that you find yourself seeking these scriptures out. Post them on your fridge. Write them on the walls of your heart that you might remember them when time comes that you need them. They do become our weaponry. They become our shields and our swords at any given time in any fight that we face. Ron and I love you. We thank you so much for your prayers. Thank you for your support. Obviously, we could use your financial support even more now than ever, but we covet your prayer. Prayer is powerful. It moves mountains. It moves the heart of God when we seek Him with all of our heart. Please continue to pray with us. Pray for us physically, emotionally, financially. Pray that God will use us as He chooses and that we're open for Him to use us however He desires, that we're following Him only in all of our ways. Amen. God bless you guys. We're praying for you. We're praying that God in turn blesses you. I know that the Word says that for in the same measure in which you give, He'll give back to you. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over, be poured right into your lap by men. That's not just about money. That's about everything that we do for the Lord. Our time, our talent, our gifts, our treasures. In the same measure that we give to Him, He's going to give back to us. Pressed down, shaken together, running over. Amen. God bless you. We love you. We'll talk to you again real soon.